Psalm 145, A Song of Praise of David.
I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall commend your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wondrous works, I will meditate. They shall speak of the might of your awesome deeds, and I will declare your greatness. They shall pour forth the fame of your abundant goodness, and shall sing aloud of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power, to make known to the children of man your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his words and kind in all his works. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand, you satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and kind in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desire of those who fear him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever.
Today's devotion. God is great. The psalmist David leads the people in praising God for his greatness. In verses 1-2, the psalmist exalts and blesses God as his king. He said he will do so every day and forever. He declares in verses 3-7 that the greatness of God must be praised and made known to every generation. If we wish for God's name to be exalted forever, it makes sense for us to make him known to the generations that come after us. Thus, we must share about him and how great he is to others. Tell them of the wonderful things God has done. So the question is, are you telling your friends about the greatness of God in your life? In verses 8-13, the psalmist declares that God is gracious and merciful and describes him as one who is not easily angered, but abounds in his steadfast love for us. He says God is good and merciful to everybody, not just his chosen people. In verses 11-13, he declares again that he will make the great God known throughout all generations. He would tell them how good and glorious God is, and how powerful his kingdom is. If God is so great, glorious and powerful, we should not stop talking or telling people about him. Many Christians do not share with others how great God is because they have not personally experienced God's greatness and glory. They have never walked by faith since they came to know him. They have been walking by sight as before they knew him. Let us walk by faith so we can then tell others about the greatness of God. He will honor our desire as he is faithful in all his words and kind in all his works. In verses 14-16, the psalmist is confident because of his experiences. He declares that God lifts those who are falling or have fallen in their humble state. Everyone sees the state we are in, and when God shows them how he takes care of us, God protects and provides for everyone who is humbled or humbles themselves before him. The psalmist declares to us that when God gives, he will satisfy the desire of every living thing. We can be sure that God will protect and provide for us if we experience them. We will praise and testify about him. If we have not, then it would be difficult for us to be as confident as the psalmist in declaring what he said. Have you experienced God's protection and provision before? If you have not, maybe it is because you have been walking by sight more than by faith as a believer. You may want to walk by faith more than by sight. In verses 17 to 21, he said God will fulfill the desires of those who fear him as a righteous God who is kind and hears their cries. He protects all who love him but destroys the wicked. Thus, he will praise him so all men will bless his holy name forever. Our confidence in God comes from our experiences in walking by faith. Faith builds on faith after we have experienced God's goodness and greatness in our walk with him. Do not just hear or know about God. Live for him and walk with him every day so that you can taste that God is good and God is all-powerful. Let us pray. Dear Lord, I want to experience you and not just hear or know about you. I commit to walking by faith and not by sight. May you grant me the opportunity to experience your goodness, greatness, and glory in my life.